after the press pack melees, the last words, the final paintings, the prayers, there's nothing left but to bring home the bodies. With the coffins containing the bodies of the executed Australians Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran on their way back to Australia, Indonesia has strongly defended its actions in killing them. The country's Attorney General said that although the death penalty was not pleasant, it was vital in waging the war on drugs. Attorney General Mohammad Prasetyo also played down Australia's decision to recall its ambassador. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts joins me now. George, in the end, there was absolutely no movement at all from the Australian government. Was that essentially inevitable all along, or did Indonesia get angrier with Australia and other countries as the pressure increased? What's your assessment, the political assessment there?
It did seem that there was some level of frustration at the international attention. Indeed, even the President Joko Widodo a couple of weeks ago asked the Attorney General Mohammad Prasetyo, why hasn't this been done yet? Why haven't the executions gone ahead yet? But in terms of taking any heed of the international pressure, Indonesia's been firm in its resolve to say that they're not going to take any notice of it, that it wouldn't factor in to any decision to grant anyone clemency. So in that respect, they've stayed firm in their resolve. Their response today towards Australia's actions in recalling the ambassador and also cutting off some communication or suspending some communication from government to government has been fairly lukewarm. In fact, they've indicated that they're not concerned, really, about Australia's decision to recall the ambassador particularly. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Retno Marsudi, has said that that is Australia's right to recall the ambassador, Paul Grigson. And the Attorney General, Mohammad Prasetyo, has pointed out that two other countries have done this previously. The Netherlands and Brazil did the same thing after their citizens were killed in the first round of executions.
Yes, indeed. I was going to ask you to take us through what the ramifications of those decisions were. I mean, have Brazil and the Netherlands now returned to relatively normal relations with Indonesia?
Yes, they have. The tensions were amplified with Brazil because, as well as recalling their ambassador, Brazil had also had scheduled to swear in, if you like, a new ambassador from Indonesia, along with ambassadors from a group of countries. And at the last minute, they excluded the new Indonesian ambassador from the swearing-in ceremony. Indonesia took offence to that, more so than recalling of the Brazilian ambassador. And Indonesia at the time got its hackles up and said, right, that's it. We're going to review everything about the relationship. Everything's on the table, including, I think, about $4 billion of trade between the two countries. So that offended Indonesia more than the recalling of the ambassador. And the Attorney General today has described Australia's move as simply a temporary reaction that can be resolved and settled through diplomatic channels. He says that whatever we do, meaning his department, is just going through with the verdict handed down by the court, and that every case must have an end. So he's really largely dismissed it, as has the Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi.
The Attorney General says that we must respect Indonesian law. Has it ever been put to him that the odd apparent illogic, or rather the perhaps political problem there, that Indonesia, when its citizens are facing the death penalty, does everything it can to get them out?
Yes, that has been put to the President and also the Attorney General, and the response has been that they don't seem to think that that is in any way, that there's any contradiction in terms there. They say they're simply doing what every country should do, which is try to look after and protect its own citizens. They've said it's okay for other countries to attempt to do the same, but Indonesia is going to ignore that, and that it considers that it has its own sovereign legal system that other people shouldn't interfere in. So for some unusual reason, Indonesia can't seem to see that there is a disconnect between its own actions in attempting to save people from overseas and its determination to go ahead with the death penalty here. And an example of that was in the past couple of weeks when some Indonesians were put to death in Saudi Arabia, and Indonesia protested that they weren't given any warning of this, that they weren't given a last sort of chance to try to save their own citizen. So there certainly is a different handling of their own citizens compared to how they see foreigners.
George Roberts, thank you very much. George is our Indonesia correspondent.